Alrighty, let's get started. Tonight's topic, Pas Akum, Pas Palter, Pas Yisrael. Now, why in the world are we discussing this now? Source number one, the Torah says, Yerushalmi, Rav Chiya Mifked L'Rav. Rav Chiya commanded, said to Rav, Piyat Yochol L'Meicha Kula Shosa B'Tahara Achol. If you can eat B'Tahara the whole year round, that's what you should do. V'ilo, says Rav Chiya, V'iloy Achol Shiva Yomim B'Shosa. If you can't eat the whole year B'Tahara, at least eat 7 days. Chosa V'Avya, the Ravya says, Kibalti Elohim Shiva Yomim B'Shaben Mashashana L'Yom HaKippurim. Arkan, says the Rav, yo, these 7 days that the Yerushalmi refers to, that a person should eat B'Tahara, that the Rav Chiya told Rav should eat B'Tahara, are the 7 days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. You may be bothered, there are actually 10. Says the Tzur, V'Korei Olson Shiva Yomim, they're called 7 days. Avisha B'Rosh Hashanah L'Hayatzorich L'Hizor L'Echol B'Tahara. I don't need to tell you that Rosh Hashanah you should eat B'Tahara. Shepshita Shiyochol B'Tahara. For sure you're going to eat B'Tahara on Rosh Hashanah. Shechayev Odom L'Tahar Atmo B'Rigla. You have to be metai yourself on the Yomim Tovim, and for sure on that. And in Yom Kippur, obviously, we don't need to tell you how to eat. V'lenishar adayin el l'shiva yimei chol. And all that remains are the 7 weekdays. I think maybe the Dark Moshe says something like, how they're not 7 weekdays, they're Shabbos. Okay, not for now. Shehutzok la'ziro aleyen. There remain 7 days, ostensibly, that aren't yontif, between the Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, that a person should be zoyer in. V'alkein says the Torah, noyagin ba'ashkenaz. Sha'af mi she'enu nizar mi pas shal ovid gilulim baser sibay tshuva hu nizar. The custom in Ashkenaz says the Torah is even somebody who is not zohir to eat. He's not zohir to refrain from eating pas akum. During the seres sibay tshuva, he is careful. Says the Shulchan Aruch, this is the entire Shulchan Aruch in Siman Tov Resh Gimel, this is it. Af mi she'enu nizar mi pas shal kusim baser sibay tshuva tzarich li zohir. Short and to the point. Says the Levush, what's the reason for this? Kedei lahanig atzmo betara be'elu hayomim. A person should accustom themselves to the higher degree of tara, like the Torah, like the Yerushalmi says, v'lizkor she'em mishunim l'mal yusa yosim yishar yamei sashana. And to remember that the Aseres Yemei Tshuva are not regular days, and they're not just days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, but the days themselves are spiritually more elevated than the rest of the days. Why specifically Pas Akum do we want to stay away from? Says the Levush, Kedei lahalos alevavenu shonu muvdolim mehem bigdusha uvetaro. So that we should realize, we should internalize, feel in our hearts, that we're different than them. We have a different level of kedusha, we have a different level of taro, v'nasa tshuva. And that idea should inspire us to redouble our efforts for tshuva. The Bikur Yosef of the Chida, in a similar vein, umizayaskil enosh lizar ben kesel leosar ali otzar. Person should learn from this, from the fact that we're going to be careful about pas akum. Person should learn from that. To other things as well. If we're going to be more careful about this, we should be more careful about other things as well.
What's Ali Atzon?
I'll tell you, I have no idea. I would read over that, kind of glance, or nobody asked what those two words mean. I have no idea. I asked Rabbi Enkin, and he had like some shot, but I don't know. Now, parenthetically, we don't want to go off the deep end and start being makabel all sorts of things, as the Aruch HaShulchan points out. During the Seres Yemei Tshuva, we're only going to be more careful, more scrupulous about those things which min hadin aren't aser. When it comes to eating only Pas Yisrael, says the Aruch HaShulchan, that's a hiddur. It's a hiddur mitzvah, and it's appropriate to be mahadir during these days. As the Aruch HaShulchan, avad varm sheyesh poskim le'isr min hadin, ela shenoya ginal pidas ha-matirin, kamo chodosh b'chutz la'aretz, o basar b'lo sircha. But when it comes to things where there's actually a machlokes, a poskim, some poskim hold that it's aser, but we happen to be knowing according to those that permit it, like eating chodosh and chutz la'aretz, or having meat without any tears, glat, v'chayotze b'zeh, Yevshalino came by Seres Yemei Tshuva. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, it's inappropriate for a person to be accustomed to say, you know what, in Seres Yemei Tshuva, I'm only going to eat glatt meat. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the kevon she'ein ochlem b'yomim elu, harayze ki kibloy aleihem deil sa'osrim, by not eating it, it's as if he's mekabel upon himself those that aser it. V'imkein eich yochlu acharkach, how could he go back to eating non-glatt? How could he go back to eating chodosh? How could he go back to eating chol of stam afterwards? parenthetically, Rav Milinowitz said, if a person would like speak out the Mefurish, he's not doing it as a Kabbalah, he's not doing it to accept upon himself, but rather he's, you know, a little extra boosted and says, Mitruvos, even if he's Aruch HaShulchan, that would be okay. We don't want to be Mekabal it upon ourselves. And the Prima Gadim says, Pshita Shemen Loi Pas Yisrael, Kim Pas Akum B'Shabbos, Sheyelchan Mimeno Afilo Nizar Boi. This is nothing to do with Yisrael Mitruvah, but if a person is Nizar on Shabbos, which is a good thing to do, to only eat Pas Yisrael, but you don't have any Pas Yisrael, you only have Pas Akum, you need to make Lecha Mishnah, Prima Gadim, even if you're Zohir, you for sure should eat the Pas Akum, Kavachemi during Yisrael Mitruvah, Shabbos of Yisrael Mitruvah, if all you have is Pas Akum, say there, even though it's Yisrael Mitruvah, no worries. Now, where is this from? So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says, it's really the Mishnah, Ve'lo dvarim shel obdei kechavim asurim vein isur neser hanol. The following things are prohibited, and you're prohibited to derive any benefit from it. The Mishnah there lists things which are aser and aser b'hanol, things which are aser and not aser b'hanol, things which are not aser. Says the Mishnah, chalav shechalav obdei kechavim vein Yisrael ro'ehu, milk that a non-Jew milks from a cow and the Jew doesn't see it, chalav akum. Ve'hapas, that's where we get pasakum from. Ve'hashemen shalohen, their oil. The Mishnah says that Rebbe and his Beis Din got rid of that. We couldn't keep up with non-Jewish oil, so that's okay. What?
You know somebody, he won't even come with
me.
Okay. Okay. As a chiddush to me, say that. Ve'hashlokos. Says and cook things, which is what we refer to as bishalakum. And Rashi explains the reason for these things, at least for shlokos and the pas. Shlokos is called davar shebish levet kechovim, bafilo b'klitor, anything that the goy cooks, even if it's in a kosher vessel. V'kulu, says Rashi, preempting the Gemara, mishum chasinus. We're worried that if you start breaking bread with people, they start cooking your steaks for you. Next thing you know, they're like, hey, you've got a pretty daughter. Hey, he's got a nice son on the quarterback. Next thing you know, you're dancing in a mixed marriage. Chas v'shalom. Passing the Shulchan Aruch. Osu chachamim lechol paschal amimin oivdei kechavim mishum chasnos. Chamim said you're not allowed to eat the bread of the nations who are idol worshippers because of intermarriage. Now, what's oivdei kechavim? What if they're not oivdei kechavim? Ulam Reisi says Rav Avadi Yosef in his Shuvas Yechavedas. Reisi lagon Rabbi Yerfal Berdugo. Rafael Berdugo was such a masmid that he used to tie his hair to the wall when he was learning at night, so if he fell asleep, it'd wake him up. He said, Shekasav shemiduyok losher marana shulchan aruch, osru chachamim lechol pas shel goyim, ovde avoyde zora. He doesn't say that you're not allowed to eat the pas of non-Jews. The Chabad says you're not allowed to eat the pas of non-Jews, ovde avoyde zora. Hayanir says, Rabbi Rafael Berdugo, shah goyim shabaritzel seino, shem yishma'elim veinam ovde avoyde zora. Muslims who aren't idol worshippers, it would seem from the Mechaber, that the rules of Bishalakum and Pasakum don't apply to Muslims. Now he continues himself, all the poskim seem to disagree with this, that there really isn't any difference between Muslims and any other non-Jews. That's what everybody does. If there's any kula, even though there are those who are going to be cholik on it, but I have to say, halach achar mekel. In our lands, where all the bakers are Muslims, and I want to say, really, it maybe shouldn't even really apply. Anywhere there's a kula, even if it's a machloikas, since maybe it doesn't even really apply anyway, so we're going to go after the kula. Kainir liyad kan says Ravadi Yosef uv emes shein diyukol muchroch klal. I don't understand that at all. Shehoyel v'tam iser bishulei goyim and pasakum. Which is also more shaykh by Bishalakum. But the Gemara says because of chasnos. Eating tummy things. Doesn't make a difference that the Muslims don't worship idols. The reason why Pasakum was enacted first and foremost was to prevent intermarriage. And you're not allowed to marry a Muslim. Why shouldn't it apply? The italics is their amah, so their amah continues. Even if there's no concern for intermarriage, pasakum is still aser. What does that mean, there's no concern? So the Taz says, you don't have any kids. So you might think, well, I could eat pasakum. They're not going to marry my kids.
Oh, so for your kids or for their kids?
Oh, so I want to say my kids. The Shach says, or you could say that the Taz really means like the Shach, Kegoyin Pas Koimrim, the priest, Shein Lahem Banim, they don't have any kids. What if they make bread? There's no Chashash, you're going to marry his kids. So the Shach, Osir, the Lomishum Bita Shel Meicher Onosein Amru. Because I weren't worried that when this guy gives you the bread, you're going to marry his, you're going to have your son marry his daughter. The guy who sells it to you, gives it to you. Elamishum Banos of the Kechavim, Shimein Lazeh, Yesh Lazeh. We're worried in general. You start breaking bread with the non-Jews. This guy's going to... He doesn't have a daughter, but his cousin's got a daughter. This guy's nephew. Next thing you know, Chas v'Shalom intermarriage. Now what about secular Jews? Says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch, V'chol ha-mechalot es ha-shabbos b'far hesyon, ha-reyu ka-oivir ka-chovim l'chol devorov. We know that there are a lot of people who are makbid, that if a person's mechal ha-shabbos, they're not mitzvarif to a minion. Similarly, says the Ketzer Shulchan Aruch. If a secular Jew, Mechal Shabbos for Hesia, bakes bread, it's Pasakum. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, Pashal Mumar Shari, Dimishum Chasnus Leko. Nope, the Pasavu Mumar is going to be Mutter, because what's the worst? You marry the kid? Yavah Bishachota Yisraelu, Mutter Lisabitoy. So the guy's a Mumar, the guy's Mechal Shabbos for Hesia. He's still Jewish, his daughter's still Jewish, he can marry his daughter, no problem. Similar, Ramesha Paskins, it's a fascinating shuvah about bagels. Are bagels pasakum? We'll see in a little bit, maybe they are, they're not. Uchsha Poyalim, Hem Yisrael, when the workers in the factory are Jews, Afshehem Machal Shabbos before Hesio. Says Ramesha, Esha Yoser, Nota Kasovrim, De Elam, Den Akum Linyinze. It seems to me more that they wouldn't have the status of non Jews. They wouldn't have the status of non-Jews regarding this halacha. They are iser, whom ishum chasnos, like the Pesach Shuvah brought down. V'leinaser achitun v'tama machmir and tamua. Says Rav Meisha, I don't really understand how anybody could be machmir. Similarly, Rav Avadia, in speaking not about your regular mechal Shabbos, but a mumar. L'fi eni yizdaiti ha'iker kadas asovrim lahokel b'bishulei mumar l'chal Shabbos for hesya. And if he'd be matir by bishalakum, certainly. Pasakum, which we'll see in a little bit, is much more makel. Uvecholzo Somrani says Ravadia, nonetheless, even though it seems that really it should be makel, he's talking here about the Chiloni kibbutz and they manufactured canned products. Shekevan Shaharbe Achronim Machmir Madovar. Many Achronim are Machmir. Oh, it just turned off. Since many Achronim are Machmir, that they would have the Aloch except. The screen just darkened. Says many achronim are machmer, says Rav Avadia. Tov l'saken adavar alibu l'kul yama. Let's fix it up so that everybody's happy, there are no concerns. Shemashgiach alakashus, the Yorish Shemai Mashgiach, who's there? Vimkor masiyas hashimur malolu, wherever they're manufacturing these canned goods. Yadlik as the age, let him light the fire. K'deshapulas abishal tiyyeh al yodoy. Let the fire be lit by him. And similarly, we could extract it by Pasi Yisrael, the same thing, even though the Me'ekar Adin, you could be Me'ekar to treat him Umar, L'chal Shabbos for Hesio, like a Jew. L'chad Chil, to be Yitzhak Kol Adeos, the best thing would be for a Yorish Shemayim Yid to turn the fire on. Says L'chaber, V'loi Osra Ela Pas Shel Chameshas Minei Dagon, and the rules of Pasakim, the prohibition only applies to the five species, says the Taz, Shezeu Dover Choshuv, and maybe they Kiruv Das. But as the Shulchan Aruch continues, if the guy's making like rice bread, nobody really treats rice bread as like so Choshuv, you know. Nowadays, we're all health freaks. We all love rice bread. Who would eat wheat? That's ridiculous. But l'maisa, the lacha does it. The lacha treats wheat and the chamesh minei dagon as a dover choshuv, and everything else is not. You might have a bishalakum, parenthetically, about rice bread and other things, but it's not called pasakum. Now, number four, says the mechaber, this is in Seif Beis and Kufyud Beis. Kufyud Beis is the pasakum simon. Yesh makomos shemakilim badavar, velokchim pas minachto moibir kechovim. Some places are makel, and they'll purchase pas from a non-Jewish baker, or what's also referred to as pas palter. Bimkom she'ein sham nachtom Yisrael, mipnei shishas adchak. If there are no Jewish bakers, so they'll buy from a non-Jewish baker, because you're stuck. The shach del pas yichye ha'odom. Bread was the staple of life, and in many countries it still is. Shach b'taim of the Yerushalmi dechaye nefesh. Got that one out, but it's very important. And if you're not matter it, like, what are people going to do?
Question.
What's
the difference between pas palter and pas akum?
Pas akum, we'll see in a little bit, I think. But standard pas akum is like if the guy would make you a loaf. Your next door neighbor would make you a loaf of bread. He's not manufacturing it commercially. When it's manufactured commercially, yesh omrim that there's no concern of chasnus anymore. He's not like doing you a favor. This is his business. He would sell you a rug, he'd sell you a car, he'd sell you the bread. Yesh makom moshe makilim, says the Mechaber. If there isn't a Jewish baker, yesh makom moshe that they be makil to buy from a non-Jewish baker. Says there more again in the italics, yesh omrim dafilu b'mokom shepas Yisrael motzui, shari. This is the big cool of the Ramah. No, even if there are Jewish bakers around, it's fine. Period, no qualification. Now, Rav Moshe points out, obviously, this is when there's no chashash of it being treif. Aval kol zeh, hu kishayadua sheinos din shimon b'yaisa. Again, this bagel shy love for Moshe's. This is all talking about, we could only don, is it pasakum? It's not pasakum, it's mutter, it's usser. When you know that I'm mixing in any, you know, forbidden fat, for instance. Shein lochush mishum tayroi v'sisser. Where there's no concern, maybe they're mixing something forbidden into the food. Timi yesh lochush shenosin b'yaisa shumon, hebe yesh lochush l'shumon isser. If you suspect they're putting in some kind of fat, so maybe they're putting in some forbidden fat. Chelev u'behema temeya. Sheakum v'chein Yisrael mechal l'shabes, ein ne'mon en v'yosel l'ochlam. Though Rav Moshe says that you could be makel the treat of Mechal Shabbos for Hesio as a Jew lagabe if he would turn on the oven to make a pas Yisrael, if he tells you there's no fat in here, he has no nemanus, just like an akum. V'mi yesafik, also made in sveikul l'chumra. If you're not sure whether there's shuman or not, sveikul l'chumra. V'af sheyomu shalai nosnu shuman, or shenosnu shuman kosher, no rabbi, it's fine, it has an OU, I lost a container, I don't know where it is. Ein lismay chaleyam de'ein nemanus. Says Rav Moshe, they have no nemanus. This whole heter palter again is only if you know that there's no non-kosher ingredients. But even if you're mislupik, it would be also to eat. Now, what about Sfardim? Are Sfardim stuck? If there's a Jewish baker in the county, that's it. They can't buy pas palter. Says the Chaber Seif Hey, source number. What do we have to? Five. Yesh Omrim says the Mechaber Shemish Yesh Biyodo Pas Osh Yesh Palter Yisrael. You have bread, or there's Yala right down the hill. Yesh Palter Obed Kechavim Os Pas Yofem Mimenu. But the non-Jewish baker has better bread. Omimin Acher Shem Biyodo Shel Palter Yisrael. Or you only want to eat spelt because you're a health freak, and the Jewish bakery doesn't have it. Muter Liknas Yim Palter Obed Kechavim B'Makum Shenogu Heter B'Pas Shel Palter. Very interesting Loshen. Yesh omrim that it's mutter to buy from them in a place where they're knowing the heter of pashal palter. His mechaber, the kevon de daitoy noicha yoser bepas palter, get like more menuchas hanefesh. Ah, this is a geshmak bread. Mivnei shechashivusoy be'einov because it's so chashiv to you. Hareze kepas duchukolay. It's as if like almost there is no other bread. I have to have spelt. It doesn't make a difference that the Jewish baker's got tons of fresh bread and it's good bread. You want dafka the spelt bread? It's as if there's no other bread. Notwithstanding, says the Chochma Sodom, Aval Kobal Nefesh Roy Lizoyer, Kevin Sheesh Pas Yisrael Matsui, typo, Imlo Sheyofa Mishael Yisrael. Unless the non Jewish bread is better, we don't just say like, Stam, yeah, it's fine, no problem, straight up like the Ramah. Says the Chaye Odom, any Baal Nefesh, unless it's really better, Baal Nefesh will only get from Pas Yisrael.
So he's not going on five, he's more going on the last one, I'm not going.
Yeah, sorry. And this Aruch HaShulchan also is kind of going back on that. B'chol it's pas palter. Pas palter. There, I don't know if anybody knows. Are there hechsherim in the states that are makban pas Yisrael? Like mainstream? I think the OU is not. I don't know. I can't say more than I don't know. And as the Aruch HaShulchan says, V'nei Rabbeinu HaRamah Kosa B'siv Beiz Alat HaShol Palter V'zeh L'Shoinoi V'yesh Omrim Dafilu B'Makom Shepas Yisrael Motzui Shari. The Ramah said straight out, even if there's Pas Yisrael, you can buy from Pas Palter. The Aruch HaShulchan V'zeh Kulo Yoser Gedola. That's even bigger than the Mechaber. V'yesh Omrim Dafilu K'Shepas Yisrael Eino Garua Mipiton Yikom Makom Shari. Even when the pas Yisrael is no worse than the pas palter, still mutter. Let's skip down to where it's underlined, and two lines down. It says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'hine b'medino yisenu kulam zehirim tamid bazeh b'chol hashana b'chol inyin. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, where we live, the Aruch HaShulchan is a tremendous, you know, always Mekel, not Mekel, always Malam Mitzchus for Chla Yisrael. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, we are all Zahir all year round and everything. And you know, when there's far away Jews and there are only a few of them and there's no Jewish baker, so they eat. But where we live, says the Aruch HaShulchan back in his day, we had a Jewish baker, you go to him, period. The Ben Ish Chai says, says the Ben Ish Chai, the minhag in Baghdad is to go to the local non-Jewish baker. Even though there are bakers, there are Jewish bakers, the minhagas we buy from non-Jewish bakers also. But says the Ben Ish Chai, the Arizal was very machmir. Even if he was misupik, whether it was pas Yisrael or pas palter, he wouldn't take part in it. Now, not just if it's a better kind, but the Levush has been mefurish. You like it better. It's not like a better quality. It's not a finer flour. It's not a different type. You like the non-Jew's baguette more than you like the Jew's baguette. You like it more, says the Levush. Say there. You like it more, it'll feed the Ramah, no problems. And l'chor, even l'feed the Mechaber. Now, we're going to touch a little bit, mamish, very, very little bit, with not so much the halacha lemaisa as to what things are subject to the prohibition of pas akum, pas palter, for those who want to be machmir, they can start to make shuvah. Says the Ramon Tzivav, V'yaisa neniloi shakarin kichlich, omeine mesika shakarin lekech, heim bechlal pas, v'mok b'shenegin heter b'pasha lovi kichovim, kam heim mutarin. Says the Shach, davka shablilosan ove, v'yesh bohen toyar lechem. The reason why these things are included as pas is because they're thick. They're thick and they look like lechem. Like I better tell you, lechem.
These are cookies? What are they?
I have no idea. They're some thick.
Kichalach, aren't kichalach cookies?
I have no idea. Anybody know kichalach?
Yeah.
Bow ties?
Yeah, that's what I think. That isn't that kichalach? The sugar bow ties.
Yeah.
Cookies. All right.
Who has what?
Gevaldik. Some places want to say actually that Cheerios have Toyar Lechem. Are they also like that?
Like a bagel.
Yeah, they're tiny little bagels. Oh, so some say like that. Sorry, there are a lot of typos. What Aruch HaShulchan says, what's called Lechem? I'm sorry for these missing words. Says the Aruch HaShulchan, the Isa Shiblilosa of the. If it's got a thick dough, afimal yidei mashkin b'shemen u'dvash, even if it's these kinds of things, filanas is b'machavas, avilechem v'chayi v'chalo, and it would be subject to pasakum. V'chol shib li losa rakev, v'shalo yidei mashkin, it's just a very thin batter, afilanas is... I'm not sure, maybe like pancakes? You're not adding like oil or... I'm not sure. What do they make? Waffles are thick dough? They're thin dough? Is it like a bread? It's like a batter. I think that's what Aruch HaShulchan is talking about. It's like a batter, but they're not adding eggs and oils to these things.
Batter.
Yeah. That's what he's saying. Afilo nasis b'machavas gam kenab elechem. V'rak oson mashkin le'elo yeshlam din tavshil v'lo. I think lechem again. Only if it's a batter and it has eggs and honey and sugar and other things, those two factors combined would take it out of lechem, but anything else would be subject to lechem. Ve'lu ha'agul and shakorin bagel or krenzlich, those round things that are called bagels or whatever that other one is. Af sheba emtza ha'afiyah nosin oislam b'roischin, even though in the middle of baking they put it in boiling water, we don't view it as bishalakum. Mikom okum ulechem gomor v'yesh lo din pas. Period. Few short, interesting halachos from the Mechaber before we get to one last interesting tshuva. In Seif Ches, or in 7, Yesh Mishomer, the B'malkum Shein Palter Motsui Klal, Mutar Filo Shabale Batim. There are no bakers. There are no Jewish bakers. There are no Goyish bakers. You have your next door neighbor who makes bread. Yesh Mishomer, says the Mechaber, Mutar. Says the Ramavain, you don't need to like wait till the next day, wait till next week. Ahmad's got a laf in his oven, you know it's kosher, no problem. Siftes, Hidlik Oikachov Matana Ba'afa Ba Yisrael. How do we actually make it past Yisrael? So if he lights it, and you bake in it. Osh Hidlik Yisrael Ba'afa Oibir Kachovim. You light it, he bakes. Osh Hidlik Oibir Kachovim Ba'afa Oibir Kachovim. He lights it, he bakes, he throws the food in. Uba Yisrael Ba'niyah Har Esh Ma'at. You come in, you need to stir the coals a little bit. Harei Zemut, that's good enough. You throw in a splinter, a match, a tiny piece of wood into the oven, hit the kol ha-pasha, all the bread inside the oven is now past Yisrael. Because the whole point of Shulchan Aruch is for us to remember that we don't eat their bread. We don't eat their bread. It's not necessarily a kasher's issue. We don't eat their bread. So if the guy comes along and he throws in a toothpick, not their bread. The heker has been made. Says the Ramavim, Nafach Beish Havikichitu, if a person would simply blow on the coals, that as well would be like stirring them, that's good enough. Another heter I think is used nowadays, Imafo Ha'obir Kechavim, this is in Sif Yud Beis, Imafo Ha'obir Kechavim Apas, Belo Chitu Yisrael, or Belo Kesam, the guy starts baking the bread, you didn't light it, you didn't throw anything in, Afilu Komru Pnei Apas Batanar, even if it starts developing its crust in the oven, Moil Chitu Yisrael calls man shapas tzarich latanur mashbiach bafiyoso adayin. For you to stir the coals in the oven will render it past Yisrael, as long as the bread would improve with further baking. So a lot of times they sell these like half-baked products in the frozen section. Even to those who want to be makpid, they only have past Yisrael since it's not fully baked. And when you put it in the oven, you're definitely improving the quality of it through further baking. Kol Adeo says the Mechaber, that's going to be past Yisrael.
Why wouldn't London's bagels fall into that category?
They didn't.
They're frozen. And
some of them are. Right? Some of them are.
All right.
London's bagels. When I grew up, London's bagels was only in the fresh bread section. I then later saw them as in the freezer section. There's a different type of bagel. I don't remember what they're called, and they're like 95% baked. And you put it in the oven, like that's their zach. When they come out, they're fresh. They're mamish, freshly baked bagels. That for sure would be past Yisrael. I think the lenders are just frozen. I don't think they're not fully baked. The ones that at least in the freezer section.
Point, then they froze it.
Right. Yudalid. Kamokam says the Ramah. Kamokam shenis arba pashal oibit kechavim b'shar maichol botel b'roiv b'im balach b'im b'yavish. One who wants to be makpid to only have past Yisrael and not past Nachtum, or if we're talking about mamish past Akum, if it gets mixed into another dish, we don't treat it as a regular iser. Maybe it has to be bottled b'shishim. Maybe it's a davar choshuv. It's not going to be bottled filo be'elef. Says there more pashut bottled b'rov bein balach bein b'yovesh. Aval also la'ariv kedei la'ochlei. But if it's past bein balach, where it's no same time. How do you have bread
and
lach?
And there it is. It's mostly soup in there in that bowl. Yeah. And there's the bagel that just fell in. Great, I can eat it.
Is it b'nei same time or not? I think I understand that's the shaila. Uh-huh. In Acham, you have to take the bagel out, but if there's not shishim connected to the bagel, but there's rov connected to the bagel.
Rov, right.
Oh, say that, but you might normally need, if the davar yovish falls into a davar lach, you would need shishim connected to the neisim tam. B'derech klal. With this, we'll finish. Says the Mechaber in Sif Tazayin, Yesh misha omer shanizam mipas oivik kechovim v'hu b'derech im yesh pas shel Yisrael adalad milan yamtin. You're on the road, you normally don't eat pas akum, and there's past Yisrael within 4 million, wait. Says the Ramah, we don't need this because our minhag is to be mekel. Says the Betzal HaChochmah, Rav Betzal of Stern, what about a guy who his business takes him to Germany sometimes the whole week? Leaves on Sunday, comes back Thursday or Friday. But Ramanitzkarim, when he goes to Germany, Yevshel Hasig Lechem Kosher, V'ulchosham Paspalter Akum Kamavur Ateiro Lemishu Baderech. Shulchan Aruch here, this heter, he would normally eat Pas Yisrael. There's no Pas Yisrael there, so he eats Paspalter, no problem. Ko'es, says the Betel HaChachma, Nosilosham Beyachar Emishtoy, went on a little vacation to Germany with his wife. V'kashachosu Lebeisam Yom Chamishi Ba'erev, B'shom Mulcheres, they arrive home late Thursday night. K'farhoi Kolachanu Yosuguros. All the stores are closed. All the neighbors are asleep. And now they're hungry. There's no food. There's no bread in their house. And all they have left is the paspalter in their bag from their trip. Do we say, since they can't get any pas Yisrael right now because the bakeries are closed, the neighbors are asleep, they could eat it? Would you say, listen, at the end of the day, they're at home, they're not on the road, they wouldn't be allowed to eat it. Even though right now, they can't get any bread, but they're not on the road, they're at home. Not just when the guy's on the road and he can't get kosher bread. Even now, which is left in his sack, now that he's at home, he could eat that also. We're going to make a kosher cane. The Prichodosh writes, "Shim lokach pas palter akum beheter." If you would buy in your town bakery bread, beheter, because there's no Jewish baker, shuvigil hasham palter Yisrael, and then the Jewish baker moves into town. Mikom mokum says the Prichodosh, "Kol mashakana palter akum kodem shiigia palter Yisrael hasham layotzam etero lekuli alma." Doesn't now become usher if you already bought, you can't buy mikano leiloch. I didn't quote this, but the Shulchan Aruch writes that if you're buying from the nachdom, from the palter, and the Jewish guy moves in, you can't buy any more from the non-Jewish guy. But as the prichodesh, that which you already bought is going to be mutter. Hayre says the betzel chachma ki gam keshematzui lo liknos ata pas Yisrael mutter bepas akum. Prichodesh says even though you could go right now to buy from the Jewish baker, since what you already bought, you bought beheter, you can eat it. Harikigam kishemotzu lo liknos ata pas Yisrael mutar bepas akum shekana bezman aheter mikol shekein bazeh. Certainly, in our case, shekana bezman aheter, when he bought it when it was mutar, like in the case of the prichadosh when there was no Jewish baker. In this case, it's even more than that case. In that case, there was a Jewish baker. Here, the guy can't get any pas Yisrael. Mutter for him to eat the leftover pas akum that he has. And with this, we'll finish. Says the Betel HaChochma. Whether or not you can eat that is true. It's mutter me'ikar adin. Aval rabbi machmirim shalalecho pas akum klal. There are those who are makbid not to eat it at all. Afilo pas palter, afilo biyosu baderech, afilo biyodeya she'en bo taruva sister. Oh yeah.